This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. North Korea state media on Sunday said it had conducted a strike drill for multiple launchers, firing tactical guided weapons into its waters to the east in a military drill supervised by leader Kim Jong-un on Saturday. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States has some knowledge of the missiles launched by North Korea.
At no point was there ever any international boundary crossed. That is, they landed in the water east of North Korea and didn't present a threat to the United States or to South Korea or Japan. We know that they were relatively short range. And beyond that, we know they weren't intercontinental ballistic missiles either.
The Korean Central News Agency said the purpose of the drill was to test the performance of large-caliber, long-range, multiple rocket launchers and tactical guided weapons by defense units. Taliban insurgents stormed a police headquarters Sunday in the capital of northern Baghlan province, and Afghan officials said an ongoing gun battle was taking place inside. The attack began with a large explosion outside the security headquarters. A government official said police had taken casualties, but was unable to provide an exact figure. A Taliban spokesperson claimed responsibility for the attack, saying a suicide bomber had used a Humvee packed with explosives. A Syrian military official says insurgents in the country's northwest are preparing for an attack on government-held areas. The comments on Sunday to state news agency Sana by an unnamed official came as the rebel-held Idlib province and nearby areas are witnessing the worst wave of violence since Russia and Turkey brokered a peace in September. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Israel's main rescue service said Sunday a rocket from Gaza had wounded three Israelis, including two seriously. The Magen David Adom service says the two men, ages 40 and 22, suffered multi-system trauma after being hit with shrapnel Sunday in the coastal city of Ashkelon. A third man, 50, was also moderately wounded. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld spoke to reporters.
We're continuing to carry out security assessments in order to be prepared and respond if necessary to any further rockets.
Gaza militants have fired more than 400 rockets at Israel with several direct hits on residential buildings. Gaza's health ministry says six Palestinians have been killed by retaliatory Israeli airstrikes, including a pregnant woman and her 14-month-old niece. The Israeli military says it was not involved in the incident. Pope Francis urged European leaders on Sunday to address wealth inequality and low birth rates, which he said had created an ice curtain between Europe's richer and poorer states and was fueling immigration. Francis made the comments during a speech at the presidential palace in Sofia during a two-day visit to Bulgaria, his first and the first by a pope in 17 years. Pope Francis said Bulgaria faces the effects of the immigration in recent decades of over 2 million of her citizens in search of new opportunities and employment. Bulgaria, which joined the European Union in 2007, remains its poorest member state. South Africa's political parties on Saturday swept into their final weekend of campaigning ahead of Wednesday's election, in which the ruling African National Congress might find its greatest challenge from within. Top opposition parties, Democratic Alliance and Economic Freedom Fighters, are seizing on public frustration and ANC divisions in the hope of drawing more voters and forcing the ruling party into giving up greater share of power. Musi Mamane is the Democratic Alliance leader.
We have a choice. This is that moment. We can either choose five more years of corruption and empty promises, or we can choose change.
President Cyril Ramaphosa, a former Mandela protege who took office after Jacob Zuma was forced out, has vowed to tackle the graft that has sapped the very welfare programs and basic services that many South Africans badly need. Thailand's newly crowned king Maha Ratchirongkorn made a spectacular public appearance Sunday, carried atop a golden palanquin in a royal procession, and was profusion of colors. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.